We are starting a new series called Kindle the Fire. As we start this series, may we ask the Lord to guide us from the beginning till the end of the series. Let's pray. Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the God who is a giver of everything in our life, we thank you and praise you for your word. The Bible that we are holding in our hands, what a wondrous word of God it is. Thank you that you are the same God who is a living God, whose word is living. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we meditate on your word, especially through this new series that we begin from today onwards, titled Kindle the Fire, we ask you, Lord, that you may speak to us through your living word. Let every word that comes out of my mouth may be guided by your spirit, and may it be beneficial for each one of us, starting with myself and with everyone also, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, that whatever you have been teaching me, that I may be able to share it in such a manner, Lord, that it will be edifying the whole body of Christ. I pray, Father, we may be going through different situations in our lives. Lord, we have come with great expectations, Father, to learn from your word. I pray, Father, that you may meet those expectations. Lord, not through man, but through the Holy Spirit of God, who is our teacher. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon us. Speak to us. Help us not to get distracted here and there. Help us not to have predetermined notions of certain things that make us not to be able to hear the word of God in the manner which we need to hear. I pray, Father, that you may clear out everything that is happening around us and within ourselves, the kind of situations that are causing us unable to concentrate on your word. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you may give us the necessary concentration today, Father, and going forward as well as we meditate on this particular series. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Kindle the Fire. Been praying about the next series after the previous series, and God has laid it in my heart, and I have been sharing with certain other brothers and sisters as well. And I think it is an appropriate time for us to be able to meditate on Kindle the Fire series as such. Somebody mentioned this. Probably you might have heard this statement. Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. Very well-known statement. But in continuation to that, give a man a fire, he's warm for a day. Set a man on fire, he's warm for the rest of his life. I repeat, give a man a fire, he's warm for a day. Set a man on fire, he's warm for the rest of his life. May the Lord enable us to be able to learn wonderful principles from the Word of God, especially through this new series, Kindle the Fire. Kindle the Fire. The verse that is taken for this specific series is from Luke chapter 12 and verse 49. Luke chapter 12 and verse 49. Shall we all read this together, please? Luke chapter 12 and verse 49, as it is projected here. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Let us look at that in our own Bibles now. Luke chapter 12 and verse 49. And this particular verse is interpreted in different ways by different people. I just wanted to be able to give her some clarification on the understanding on this particular verse. The kind of heading that most of the Bibles have is division. But if you really look at it a few more verses before, there is something that I want to be able to share. And that is verse 35. Verse 35, it says, be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. What does it say in any other translation or language? Verse 35. Diva sadgela, meaning in any other language? It has to be lit. be dressed in readiness, talking about something that was going to happen in future, for which Jesus is mentioning, be dressed in readiness or get your loins girded, it says in KJV, I guess, and keep your lamps burning or keep your lamps lit. And now after that, he talks about being prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. But for the second coming of Jesus Christ and you to be able to be part of that congregation that will be taken up, make sure to keep your lamps lit. Very important word. Make sure you keep your lamps lit. And now in verse 49, it says, I have come to cast fire upon the earth. How I wish it were already lit. In other words, how I wish it was already lit. How I wish it was already kindled. And then he says, I have a baptism to undergo. How distressed I am until it is accomplished. Talking about the suffering that he was going to go through. And then in verse 51, he talks about, did I come to be able to grant peace on earth, but rather division. And he continues on and on and on. So sometimes when this particular verse is read in verse 49, some people have an interpretation to be able to focus on this latter part about the division. But I just want to be able to look at this verse from the verses that are before and after. And here Jesus Christ is mentioning something. I have come to send fire or to cast fire upon the earth. He is the one who wants to bring fire upon the earth. And he says, how I wish it were already kindled. So there is something that you and I should be able to learn from this verse. During the course of the period of this series, we will try to understand this particular verse more and more as we move forward with that kind of a context that this particular verse is in. I want us to be able to think about these two words. Kindle the fire. Kindle fire. The only thing that people now know about kindle fire is the Amazon's Kindle Fire. That's all people know now. Kindle Fire meaning, wow, that's an e-reader. Amazon came up with this a few years ago. And to be able to come up with that, and then Kindle has come. And then they made another version of it. Fire phones, Fire TV. And Amazon started ahead. Sometime a few years ago, before the Kindle was launched, a graphic designer in the Bay Area by name Michael Cronin, he was asked by Lab 126, an Amazon.com company, to name a consumer product line which turned out to be the Kindle. Michael came up with the name through the usual practice of exploring the depths of what the potential of the new product and the product line could be and how the company wanted to present it. Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, wanted to talk about the future of reading, but in a small and not a braggadocio way. Michael came up with this word, Kindle. Kindle means to set alight or start to burn, to arouse or to be aroused, or to make or become bright. The word's roots are from the Old Norse word kindle or candle, and it has something related to books as well. The instruction we find in books is like fire. We fetch it from our neighbors, kindle at home, communicate to others, and it becomes a property of all. And with that understanding, he came up with this word kindle. And then there were other products that came up as well called Kindle Fire. I don't know how many of us own it, but I just wanted to bring it to our attention that most of the time we think of the word kindle or fire related to nowadays, after it was launched by Amazon, the Amazon Kindle Fire. But that is not what we are focusing on. But there is something that we are going to focus on, which is the book that causes people to be able to understand. That was a cause for him to name it. It said the instruction we find in books is like fire. And there is no better book. The best book to be able to refer to is the Bible. And that is the Word of God. And through that, we are able to communicate and let others also experience the same thing. That is what kindle is. The word kindle has come from the word candle as well. And how it is the one that is going to cause the necessary fire to be able to keep on burning or glowing as such. So this word, kindle, as I was mentioning to you, please read some people in the same Luke chapter 12, verse 49 in any other language. 49. Yes. Yes, their desire, yes. What a wondrous God we are. We have in Psalm 86 and verse 9, from all nations, people will come and worship the Lord, is what is today's calendar verse. Talking about people from various nations, different languages. Just like we are able to read the word of God in different languages, what a wondrous thing it is to be able to thank God for these languages. And that is why I keep on asking people to read in various languages so that you can relate well to the language that you are more comfortable with as well. We are going to start with the first sermon, primarily taken from one of the Old Testament verses related to this series, and that is from Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 1. Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 1. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1. Shall we all read this together, please, as it is projected? For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning. Or, in other words, her salvation as a burning torch. I have highlighted that, and that is the title of today's sermon. Salvation as a burning torch. Most of the series, as I was mentioning earlier as well, we were ending the series with Zion, something related to Zion, but this particular series is unique. We are going to start the series with Zion. What is this? For Zion's sake, I will not keep quiet. I will not keep silent. I will not hold my peace. God is saying his word. He's saying that I'm not going to keep quiet. I am going to do something about it. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet until her righteousness goes forth like brightness. And towards the end, it says, her salvation like a torch that is burning. Rakshana deepamu vale veluguchundu varaku. What does it say in any other language? Yes, here, rakshana, meaning salvation, it is compared to a lamp that is burning. More than anything else, if you want to consider talking about kindle the fire, the first and foremost thing that you and I should be able to understand is that salvation is a burning torch. Burning lamp, sometimes some of the translations, it is a burning torch. And God is comparing salvation to a burning torch. Very essential. When God created man, in the book of Genesis, as it is recorded, that he created man out of dust. When he created man out of dust, he was just a particular piece of dust that was made in the form of a human being, but not alive. And God breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul or living spirit, the Bible says. Jivatma, you know. Yes, God is the one who made that human being a living soul. There is something that you and I should be able to understand as I keep mentioning. Listen to this carefully. In what way is salvation a burning torch? And for what sake, for whose sake, God's word is saying, I will not keep quiet. I want to let this be known. I want to let this be known. And let us see that as to what we can learn from salvation as a burning torch. Have you ever thought about the fact that salvation is like a burning torch? The word of God is saying that, not my words. And as we look into this particular verse, the first thing that you can see is that there is an unlit candle. There is a candle that is unlit. There is a candle that is unlit. Why? When God created man and he breathed into his nostrils, he became a living soul or a living spirit. That man, out of his disobedience to the commandment of God, that he sinned. The moment he sinned, something happened. And that continued to happen in everybody's life. Let us see that in one of the portions from Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 27. Please read Proverbs 20, verse 27.
The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost parts of his being.
Yes, spirit of the man is a candle of the Lord, it says in some of the translations. If you read the King James Version, it says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Listen to this carefully. These are very basic things. Sometimes we need to understand in the way the Word of God talks about each and every person after the fall of man. He is born physically, but the spirit of the man is dead. Listen to this. Every person that is born in this world has physical life, but spiritually he is dead. He is like an unlit candle. He is just born. Every baby that is born in this world has come into this world with a spirit that is dead, with a candle that is unlit. And it is essential for us to recognize that God compared the candle or the spirit of man to a candle or a lamp, or for that matter, a torch. You know the Olympic Games? How these Olympic Games begin? Few days or weeks before the Olympic days begin, from Athens, Greece, they bring a torch. They light the torch there. And they bring all the way with the light that is still lit all the way to the country or the city where the Olympics games were going to happen that year. And on the first day of that Olympic games, they go and light the torch. Till such time, that big torch that is there in the stadium is unlit. And here, the Bible says that each and every human being has a spirit, but that is unlit. Physically alive, but spiritually dead. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, we were all dead in our sins and trespasses. We were all dead in our sins and trespasses. Spiritually, we were dead. There is no one who can say, except Jesus Christ, that when we were born as human beings in this world, that the spirit of man is dead. If the spirit of man is dead, who is the one who can light that candle? Psalms chapter 18. Psalm chapter 18 and verse 28. Please read Psalm chapter 18, verse 28. Please read if you have a King James Version. For thou wilt light my candle. In any other translation, what does it say? 28. For you light my lamp. Or in other words, if you want to really look at this word, for you kindle my candle. Who is this? Who is he referring to? What does it say in any other language? Telugu, let's read that. Na deepamunu veliginchu vadavu neeve. The one who can kindle or light that candle is none other than, who is it? None other than God himself. Ignited, ignition. You know what the ignition means? The candle needs to be ignited or lit. An unlit candle has to be lit. Whether you use different kinds of instruments, it has to have the fire that needs to come and touch that wick of the candle. And the moment it touches the wick of the candle, it will produce fire. It was interesting to note that there is an association called National Candle Association. I was surprised to know that everything has an association. Little did I know that even candles have an association. Yes, National Candle Association. They talk about so much about candle and how it all started, how it started as a torch, and then wax was formed and how wax was used to be able to have that as a fuel to be able to let that wick keep burning. And it requires oxygen around, and how there are different colors around the flame that is produced when the fire is lit. Ignited candle. There is only one and only one who can light that spirit of man. The spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. And that candle that God has kept in each of our lives can be lit by none other than God himself. Now you are clear, I hope, that it is very essential to see here that our candles are lit. Kindle the fire. We started this series, yes. But it is a good start for us to be able to see not only about the many other things that we are going to learn. Over a period of time, we are going to meditate on many things related to kindle the fire. You might have many thoughts about kindle the fire as well. Good, well and good. We can discuss more about it as well. But for today, the basic element of kindle the fire, which is essential for everyone. Before you think about anything else related to kindle the fire, this is the most foremost and the fundamental thing that you and I should experience. And that is the spirit to be lit. The spirit of man to be lit. The spirit of woman to be lit. Each of us have that void in ourselves. That spirit that has to be filled with. And none other than God himself who can provide that. And that is where we see that God is the one who will light my lamp. Wonderful songs that are written related to this particular verse as well. What a wonderful God we have. That he's the one who wants to light our candle. Here we notice that not only when the candle is lit, there is something that happens. There is something that happens with the candle the moment it is ignited. And that one is, it is going to be a burning candle. Candle won't remain what it was the moment you lit the candle. There are many, many things that we notice about the functions of fire or advantages of fire, but at the cost of the candle. The candle is no longer what it is. The moment you lit the candle, you see how it keeps burning. There is something that is burning that will cause the melting of the wax as well. But there is a wonderful truth that we can learn. But for now, we are going to take these basic steps one after the other. And that is, the unlit candle needs to be ignited. And that ignited candle should keep on burning. Burning. You see that? It is a present continuous word. Salvation as a burning torch. Not a burnt or will burn. The moment it is lit, it is burning. Important spiritual truths that you and I can learn. God wants that salvation to be given to you and I in such a manner that it will be a burning torch. Or in other words, burning candle. What is this? Why should it be burning? Why should it be burning? First of all, it has to be lit. Kirk Cameron, an actor who acts in many of these Christian things, he said, every candle that gets lit in the dark room must feel a little rejection from the darkness around it. Every candle that gets lit in the dark room must feel a little rejection from the darkness around it. Yes. The moment this everything is dark, and the moment you see a candle that is burning, they'll feel, oh, darkness will go away, and say, little rejection from the candle, from the lighted candle. But the last thing I want from those who hold a different worldview to me is to accept what I have taken. Initially, people might reject the moment the candle is burned. The darkness cannot comprehend it. The darkness cannot accept the lighted candle because it will go away. Darkness wants to go away. So this particular candle feels rejected because of the darkness around. But one day or the other, that candles that are not lit in the darkness need to be able to accept the light here and to be able to come to the light. And that is what he was mentioning. And I really appreciated that, because many times we don't want our candles to burn. We don't want our candles to light because we are so comfortable in the darkness that is around us. There is another statement somebody mentioned. I have but one candle of life to burn, and I would rather burn it out in the land filled with darkness than in a land flooded with light. What is the point for me to be able to take the candle in some places where it is already light? I want to take this candle to the darkness, because that is where it is very essential. I am ready to burn my candle in darkness, though it is very difficult to be able to see rejection from the things around in the darkness. A young man who had heard the gospel accepted Jesus Christ. A little while after this, a Christian teacher asked him, "What have you done for Christ since you believed?" He replied, "Oh, I'm a learner. I'm still learning." "Well," said the teacher, "when you light a candle, do you light it to make the candle more comfortable or to have it give light?" He replied, "To give light." And then the teacher said, "Do you expect it to give light after it is half burned, or when you first light it?" "Very well," was the reply. He said, "Immediately when I light it." Then the teacher said, "Very well, go thou and do likewise. Begin at once." The moment you light the candle, you are burning. And the moment you are burning, you are spreading the light. Don't think that, "Oh, I'm still a learner." No, the moment you have experienced the ignition and the fire is produced within you, you are burning. Burning is painful. Burning is uncomfortable. But that is the whole purpose of a candle. If the candle is kept there and say, "Oh, I don't want to use it. It's still dark. I don't want to light the candle." Who is at loss? God wants every candle to be burning. First to be kindled and then to be burning. God wants to kindle that. Don't you want to be kindled? Are you kindled, or are you still an unlit candle? Externally, you may be coming, being able to, with a physical life, come and greet everyone. But maybe your candle is not lit at all. Externally, we may be fine, but internally, God knows, and you too know, whether you or your candle has been lit or not. So, ma'am, I'm asking you this question. Do you have your candle kindled? Do you have your candle lit? And what is this salvation? It is a burning torch. God is igniting the torch. God is igniting the candle. And he's calling that the moment I ignite, you are burning, and that is salvation. What is this? What is this salvation? The word salvation, or rakshana, meaning to be able to be saved from something that is going to happen. We have meditated in the past as well. And it's always a good reminder to be reminded of the reality that every one of us are bound to eternal destruction. That fire, which is unquenchable fire, that we will be thrown into because of the sinful nature that we are born with. Don't even tell that, "Oh, I have never committed any sin." By birth, the spirit of the man is dead. If the spirit of the man is dead, where is the relationship with God? Where is the spiritual connection with God? And God wants to save us by lighting the candle within us. Set a man on fire and he'll be burning for life. He'll be warm for life. Are you having that experience? We all have gone through many situations in our lives. And I just want to share with you a few verses. Very familiar verses, but important to learn. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Probably you know it memorized. Please tell. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That is what it says. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Meaning all. All. Everyone who is born in this world is born in sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And then Romans 6:23. Easy to remember. 6:23 is talking about those people who God saying all have sinned. In 6:23 he says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Wages of sin is death. The darkness and the eternal fire that is due for those who have not accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. Do you see that? There is wages, there is gift. Most of the time, we want gifts. Wages means that you are earning for what you have done. And in this particular context, because of our sinful nature, we already have wages. Everyone are getting wages. I'm not talking about the salaries that you get by working. But here, by sinful nature only, we have the wages. And that is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And that Christ Jesus, the word Jesus means Savior. The one who will save us from our sins is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has come into this world to save sinners. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. Salvation is the core part of a Christian life. Many times people assume that they are Christians. And that is why gospel is not preached as much as it should be preached in churches. And in the organizations where we need to be able to hear the gospel. Many places they talk about how to live our life as a Christian. Assuming that everyone is a Christian. The one who has Christ in them. The one who has Christ in them that is lit by Christ in their lives is the one who can be called a Christian. And unless and until we have this clear understanding that we have a Savior who is the one who is going to ignite the fire within us, only then can we be able to call ourselves as Christians. So here, Romans 6:23, basic things. Do you have that experience of experiencing or receiving the gift of eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord? Because there is no other way other than Jesus Christ. John chapter 14 verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Except through me, because he is the only way to eternal life. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. It says, very well known verse.
And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
There is salvation in no one else. The salvation that God is talking about, the burning torch. The salvation that God wants to give you and I, everyone sitting here, should have that experience of salvation. Without salvation, don't even try to take the next step forward. Because if your candle is not burning, what value does it have to be able to use that candle for any other purpose? Make sure your candle is burning or first lit and burning in order to be able to talk about other things related to fire. Fire for God and all those things. If you do not have fire, in what way can you be able to be used by the Lord? So here there is salvation in no one else other than Jesus Christ. And this particular salvation he wants to give each one of us. Each one of us should experience this gift of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 it says,
for he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
There is no other day than you can think about being able to have that experience of salvation. The moment you recognize that your candle is unlit, and the moment you recognize that the only one who can lit our candle or ignite our candle is none other than God himself through his Son, Lord Jesus Christ, what is preventing you from being able to be ready to give your candle and say, "Lit me. I want to produce the light, because that is what is going to save me from all the darkness that I'm going through." God wants to give us. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation, for that matter. Not even today, sometime in the evening. No, now is the day of salvation. All you have to do is to be able to repent of your sins. Repent of the fact that by birth we are sinners. And there is no other one who can lit my candle other than Jesus Christ alone. This might be a repetitive sermon sometimes for you. But let me share with you, you have to be clear about your condition. Maybe this sermon is for you who is listening, who doesn't have the candle that is burning, the candle that is lit. Many times we want to be lit but not be burning. Salvation and burning are synonymous. Meaning it is a continuous way in which you will experience the burning of the Lord. It is painful, no doubt about it. But that is what is salvation. God wants us to be able to go through this experience of salvation in order to be able to be accepted by God for eternal life. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3.
How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard.
Today, as we start this new series on Kindle the Fire, I want to conclude with this statement from Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. The bottom line of this sermon about kindling the fire, salvation as a burning torch, is: how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Salvation is what God wants to give us. And that salvation is a great salvation, not a normal salvation. Because the God who is going to do that, or he has done that, is a great God. He's a great high priest. He's a great king. He's a great shepherd who has provided us that great salvation. Maybe you have been coming to church regularly. Maybe you have been hearing the sermons on and on and on. But this bottom line statement, maybe it is for you today. How will we escape if we neglect such a great salvation, so great a salvation? Salvation is a great thing that God has done for us. And he wants to make that salvation to be related to a burning torch or a burning candle. He wants you and I to be burning. How can you be burning without being lit? You need to have the kindling of the fire in yourself. That spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. He is the one who lets you search your inmost being, it says in Proverbs 20:27. We already read that. And in Psalm chapter 18, verse 28, it says that you, O Lord, will lit my candle. And that is what you want. You should experience it. Do you have your light candle burning? Do you have your candle lit? Can you tell with your whole heart, with your eyes closed, to be able to say, "Yes, I know my candle is burning"? If you cannot say that, it's not too late, my dear. It is not too late. You can take the decision to be able to let your candle be lit today. Because today is the day of salvation. And the moment you are lit, you are burning. God is taking care of that aspect. But all he wants is, get your candle. Get your candle. There is a song which says, there is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness. Seek out the helpless, confused, and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to, light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle, run to the darkness. Seek out the lonely, the tired and worn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Carry your candle and run to the darkness. Are you going to carry your candle unlit? Imagine you're carrying a candle and running, but you realize that this candle was not lit at all. What's the point? Where are you running to? Maybe you're doing so much of work, you have so much to do and help in the church, but if your candle is not lit, there is no value. You are running in the darkness. If you are trying to light your candle through some other way, as the songwriter says, frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. What is going on? We are trying to find alternatives to light our candle. When there is only one and only one way that our candle can be lit is by God himself, who has put that spirit within us, but it is a dead spirit. It has to be lit. May the Lord bless this word that is shared today. This is just the beginning. The moment we experience that, only then can we understand the next steps. If you do not take the first step, don't try to cross the first step without going to the following steps that we are going to meditate. Many things as the Lord reveals to us about the kindle of the fire. This is an introduction or the beginning and the basic elementary principle that we should understand, that our candle should be lit. May the Lord bless this word. Let's close our eyes. I'm asking you, my dear brother, my sister, is your candle burning? Can you put your hand on your heart and say, yes, brother, my candle is burning? Can you say that? Are you confident enough? Do you have that assurance? Or are you not sure? Oh, brother, I don't know. I've been coming to church. I thought my candle is lit. Let me tell you, your candle will be lit when it is ignited. And that ignition is the start of your Christian life. When were you ignited? Do you remember? Probably you may not remember the date, but you might experience it. It is an experience. You just can't say that, oh, I'm born in a Christian family, so my candle is lit. No. Doesn't matter whether you're born in a Christian family or a non-Christian family. Every human being is born with an unlit candle. Don't be falsely having that thought process that your candle is lit. And God is one who is going to tell, as he's told in Luke chapter 12, verse 35, get your loins girded and let your lamps be burning. Be in readiness with your lamps lit. So I'm asking you, my dear brother and sister, when God, Jesus Christ, is going to come back, he is going to look at lighted candles only, not unlit candles. We are going to meditate more upon it later. But first of all, I'm asking you right now, is your candle lit and burning? If you're not sure, or if you're sure that it is not burning, my dear brother and sister, please do not go out of this place without your candle being lit. This is a very serious statement. I cannot emphasize it more than now, because we do not know when our life is going to end. While we have life on this earth, can you have your candle lit? And after that, we won't have an opportunity also. Who knows how long we are going to live, my dear? Why? Why do you want to delay? How can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Salvation is there. It is a great salvation. How long will you keep neglecting? This is important. If you do not have that experience of salvation, please, I plead with you, do not go out of this place without Jesus Christ, who is your Savior, the one who provides the salvation. Do not neglect, my dear. There are many things in this world you may be concerned about, but the most important thing that you need to be concerned about is your salvation. Are you saved? Are you saved? Is your light, is your candle burning? If that is your prayer, brother, I want to have my candle burning from today onwards. I have been assuming that I was saved. I have been assuming that just by coming to the church or associating with the other church members, helping in the church matters, means my candle is lit or burning. No. You need to have a personal experience with Lord Jesus Christ. Bring your candle to Him and say, Lord, I'm a sinner by birth. My spirit is not lit. I want you to light my candle. I don't want to go here and there. I want to associate with those who have already lit their candles to help each other, but I want to start with my candle being burned by you. If that is your prayer, if you have been praying this prayer, having confessed our sins with a repentant heart, accept Jesus Christ. He is ready to ignite your candle. Anyone sitting here, if that is your prayer, just raise your hand once. Anyone. You don't need to feel ashamed. Brother, praise the Lord. Anyone else? Anyone else? If you haven't had your candle lit yet, take this opportunity to ask God to lit your candle. Praise the Lord, sister. Anyone else? If this is the day that you want to make the decision for Christ, we'll pass on a card to you. You can take that card and be able to fill in and say, today I have asked Jesus Christ to lit my candle. We praise the Lord for those who have raised your hands. And if you haven't had that experience so far, don't feel ashamed. Oh, I've been coming to church so often, so many times. What will people think? That today is the day that I have received Christ? It's better now than being falsely assured. If you are ashamed to raise your hand, to be able to tell about Jesus Christ, to come into your heart, He will be ashamed in front of everyone at a later point of time. So don't be ashamed. Make it a public confession. Anyone else? Anyone else? Praise the Lord, sister. Make this confession. Make sure your candle is lit and burning. And make sure this is the first time you have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. Anyone else? Let's pray. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, praise you and thank you, Lord, for giving us this wonderful time to be able to start this series on Kindle the Fire. Lord, I look forward to many wonderful truths to be learned from your word. But I thank you for a great beginning that you have given me. Lord, to be able to understand so great a salvation, the great beginning, the great salvation which is compared to a burning torch. Lord, how wonderful it would be, spiritually speaking, everyone sitting here with their candles burning for you. Wow, what a wonderful experience that would be, Lord. Lord, I look forward for that, to be able to see that every candle is burning here. Burning, Lord, first of all, with you. More than being able to think about burning for you, help us to be able to burn by you, Lord. Help us to burn by you. Help us to have the fire because of you, Lord. I thank you for those who have raised your hand. I hope and pray, Lord, that they have made the decision to have their candles burning for you. With that candle burning, as we learn many more lessons going forward, I pray, Father, that you may teach us wondrous things from your word. We ask all this in the precious name of our dear Lord and our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.